Hey, Heather. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. I have no idea what happened. There's some serious problem with the overall system that we use in house. But anyways, as I was saying, I believe that the designer currently is actually charging you $30, $40 per page. Now, you know, and I agree that, you know, the project itself is quite easy as far as the development would go, then in comparison to what you would do for different websites, and the content is obviously going to be the same. Considering all that in mind, what we can do is we can take on the inner pages, meaning the rest of the 11 pages. So I believe that's, yeah, so that's 12 pages. We can take on the design work for the rest of the 11 pages. And instead of the $40 and the $230 that was initially charged for the design and, you know, all of that, I can, you know, bill you for $30 a page, and that's $330. With the design, with the development kept in mind, that takes you to, that takes you to $1,230. Now, what I can do is, instead of $1,230, as I said, I will be improving upon the price. I can give you a flat discount or with that included of about $130, so that takes you to $1,100. Is that okay?
I believe so. Let me scope this out with Amy on this. I believe that's going to work, though.
Okay. Any other concern apart from this?
Not right now, no. I don't think so.
Okay, great.
Oh, hang on. I think they're, let me just look at this real quick. Oh, I, you know what, I got another call coming up soon, like 5 minutes. That would be fast here. So, on the investors, yeah, so there is no contact form, so that, yeah, that also wouldn't be on there. I'm just trying to look and make sure we got the scope right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me go back and figure this out, Arthur. That at least that makes a little more sense. But let me go back and figure this out if this is something we want to do on this project. Just because it's such a small project, it might be something we just do in-house. And I don't know, we'll see. Let me get back with you. Are you free later on this afternoon?
Absolutely, I'm free. You can give me a call. You know, I think I have 3 calls scheduled. So I have 3, 4, and 6:30. I'm booked until then. You can give me a call by 5. Would that be okay?
Possibly. I got calls from right as soon as we hang up until 4 o'clock, and then I'm open from 4 to 5:30. Mm-hmm. But so maybe we can schedule that at 5. But to be honest, I'm having a call at 5:30 with project manager and sales. So we're really trying to iron out this whole process, and I'm thinking the conversation that we're going to have is going to help our conversation.
That's right. That's right. That will make sense.
So,
take your time on that. And if, let's say, you're willing to start, will you be starting today onwards as soon as, let's say, if you've made a decision today itself?
Probably not. It'd probably be Monday, but it would be, you know, as long as we can make this happen, it'd probably be definitely Monday if this is going to move forward. Like I said, we have 3 other projects, too.
Okay.
It's just that this one's kind of weird. I've been saying that from the beginning. The content's so basic. Everything's just so basic. So that's why I keep kind of flip-flopping on this one. I was hoping to have it done pretty affordable. But $1,000 isn't bad to have everything designed and delivered. That's not bad at all. So it still may be achievable. Let me just have that conversation with project management and sales, and we'll see what they say.
Sounds like a plan. No problem. We can then discuss.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate your time, Arthur. Thanks for jumping on the call.
Take care.
Bye-bye.